It's 8:03 right here at Matzer Day Radio.
God asks us to trust that His love is always at work through our good deeds, even if we do not see the results we had hoped for, Pope Francis said Sunday following the Angelus. From a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis commented on the two parables in Sunday's Gospel reading from St. Mark. In the first parable, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a man who scatters seed on the land. As time passes, the seeds sprout and grow, and the man knows not how. In the second parable, Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds of the earth, which once being sown springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. Pope Francis continued by saying, "The good often grows in small hidden ways, but with this parable, Jesus wants to instill trust in us." The Pope cautioned, however, that the weeds of mistrust can also take root in the church, especially when we witness the crisis of faith and the failure of various projects and initiatives. But let us never forget that the results of sowing do not always depend on our abilities. They depend on the action of God, he emphasized, saying, "It's up to us to sow with love, commitment, and patience, but the strength of the seed is divine." And Holy Family School in Southeast Portland is celebrating 17 graduates at a Mass Tuesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at Holy Family Church in Southeast Portland. Holy Family is at the core of Holy Family School, named in honor of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Students at Holy Family participate in groups which consist of one student from each grade. These groups, called family groups, meet several times during the year, and students remain in their family groups throughout their years at Holy Family School. Our media partners at CatholicSentinel.org have a very nice article, including a photo of the graduates that was written by Grant Lord, an 8th grade graduate at Holy Family School. Congratulations to you, Grant, and all the Holy Family School graduates.
Oh, I love it so much. It's graduation time.
It's graduation
it makes you happy.
Season. That's right.
Well, Portland State University said Friday its police officers will start patrolling campus unarmed by September 1st. The initial announcement of disarming officers on PSU campus came about 2 years after university police fatally shot Jason Washington, a black man who was reportedly attempting to break up a fight. Portland State University President Stephen Percy wrote in a message to campus community Friday that campus public safety chief Willie Halliburton has committed to beginning unarmed campus patrols before the start of the fall term.
Catholics in the English seaside town of St. Ives, Cornwall, were surprised Sunday to find the President of the United States at Mass in their parish church. Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attended the 9 a.m. Sunday Mass at Sacred Heart Church in southwest England on the final day of the G7 summit at Carbis Bay. President Biden and his wife spent around 30 minutes inside the church amid tight security. The celebrant was Canon Philip Dyson, and he said that he had a short conversation with Biden at the end of the Mass, saying, "I welcomed him to Cornwall," and he said that he was enjoying his time here and that there were many serious matters that they were discussing, and let's just hope that it's going to come to fruition, he said. The president said. A parishioner told the Associated Press that she was gobsmacked, end quote, to see the Bidens at Mass in the town with a population of about 12,000 people. Another parishioner told the AP that Biden appeared to make a generous donation to the church just before he left, and as he exited, Biden described the church as beautiful. The reports did not touch on whether the Bidens received Holy Communion, a topic of considerable controversy given his stance on abortion.
Well, the flavor of the year at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, wasabi. A little spice there. A Pekingese named Wasabi won Best in Show Sunday night, notching a 5th ever win for the unmistakable toy breed. A Whippet named Bourbon repeated as runner-up. Waddling through a small but mighty turn in the ring, Wasabi nabbed U.S. Dogdom's most prestigious prize after winning the Big American Kennel Club National Championship in 2019. So how will Wasabi celebrate? Well, he can have a filet mignon and I'll have champagne, said Wasabi's handler, David Patrick. Well, the dog show underwent big changes this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, moving out of New York City for the first time since the show's 1877 founding.
Wow.
This year's show was held outdoors at an estate in suburban Tarrytown, about 25 miles north of where the top ribbon is usually presented in Madison Square Garden, and it happened in June instead of February. Upstate New York would be just a little bit cold outside in February. Probably, so yeah. I'm glad they postponed that. So Little Wasabi.
You said second place went to Bourbon?
Bourbon the Whippet.
I have to say I'm more a fan of bourbon than I am of wasabi personally, but that's just me.
Okay.
Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, Supreme Chaplain of the Knights of Columbus, called on the Knights not only to support, but also to be in the forefront of a national Eucharistic revival project to be presented to the U.S. bishops next week. At his address Friday during the Knights of Columbus State Deputies meeting in New Haven, Connecticut, Archbishop Laurie previewed a proposed 3-year Eucharistic revival project of the U.S. bishops that would launch in 2022. Archbishop Laurie said the project would take place at the parish, diocesan, and national level to help all those whom we serve to recover, reclaim, and recoup their faith in the Eucharistic Lord and their resolve to participate in Holy Mass without fail every Sunday. The bishop's proposal also includes a National Eucharistic Congress in 2024 to be attended by over 100,000 Catholics who would then act as Eucharistic missionaries. He called on the Knights present to lead the effort in their communities, saying, "It is incumbent upon us as Knights of Columbus, upon you as lay leaders in the Church, not only to support this effort, but also to be in the forefront of advancing it, especially by bearing witness to the centrality of the Eucharist in your own life and in the life of your family and in the life of the Church." The Knights of Columbus is the world's largest fraternal organization. Leaders from every U.S. state and around the world attended Friday's meeting in New Haven, the site of the organization's founding. And it was the Knights' first national in-person meeting since the start of the coronavirus crisis in 2020.
And in sports, Carly Lloyd scored 24 seconds into the game, and the U.S. women's national soccer team went on to defeat Jamaica 4-0 on Sunday night in the summer series. The U.S. women are undefeated in 41 consecutive matches, the third longest streak in team history. The team is undefeated in 55 games on American soil. Lloyd's goal was the fastest for the Americans since Alex Morgan scored in 12 seconds against Costa Rica in a 2016 match. Thorns midfielder Lindsay Horan scored on a penalty kick in the 7th minute, and Midge Purse made it 3-0 in the 22nd minute for her second international goal. Morgan added the final goal in stoppage time. It was Morgan's 110th goal for the U.S. They will now head to Austin to play Nigeria at the new Q2 Stadium on Wednesday night. That should be wonderful. The Super Falcons played to a 3-3 tie with Portugal in the earlier game on Sunday.
It's a nice stadium. I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, not in person, but I've seen photos.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And continuing today at 7 o'clock is St. Joseph Novena for All Fathers. This is going to be a live stream event. All are invited to pray this novena leading up to Father's Day during the year of St. Joseph. Archbishop opened the novena at 6:30 Friday during his chapel chaps, and the novena will continue daily at 7 o'clock p.m. through Saturday, June 19th. And remember, you can find all the details on these and other events. Head on over to the community calendar at materdayradio.com.
You hear her Tuesday evening speaking to the voice of the shepherd, but today we're going to talk to Dina Marie. That's coming up right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Father Robert Barcelos in prayer with the morning offering.
A morning prayer written by Saint Therese. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I offer Thee all my actions of this day, for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. And I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them into the furnace of His merciful love. O my God, I ask of Thee for myself and for those whom I hold dear, the grace to fulfill perfectly Thy holy will, to accept for love of thee the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including University of Portland, dedicated to excellence and innovation in the classroom. Ranked as one of the top colleges in the West by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Portland is home to robust undergraduate and graduate programs in its colleges of arts and sciences and its schools of business, education, engineering, and nursing. Learn more at up.edu.
In a year that's filled many of us with weariness, anxiety, and stress, let us turn to St. Joseph. Mater Dei Radio is teaming up with Chris Stefanik and the team at Real Life Catholic to help you get to know Joseph. Get to know him as your friend, protector, and spiritual father. Join us on a journey with Joseph, a 36-episode personal development program featuring deeply theological reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Donald Calloway, Sister Josephine Garrett, Jason Everett, and more. It's time to live extraordinary in the ordinary. To learn more and register, go online to materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Hurry, because this powerful St. Joseph program begins on Thursday, June 17th. Discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose on this journey with Joseph from Real Life Catholic and Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It is 8:15 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, it's going to be a foggy morning with some scattered showers and then drying up this afternoon, but staying mostly cloudy and warming up to a high of about 71. 20% chance of showers overnight and more rain ahead for your Tuesday, but looking ahead, it's sunny skies and warmer temperatures on Wednesday.
Currently, it is 59 degrees at St. Rose Catholic Church in Longview, Washington.
And it's 61 degrees at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton.
Well, the sisters at Our Lady of Peace Retreat are excited to welcome top-notch speakers and the community to its 48th annual Catholic Education Retreat on July 12th to the 16th. The theme this year is fitted perfectly as the mysterious wisdom of God. You will be welcomed by the sisters and speakers, Dr. Anthony Lillis, Father John Marshall, Julian Durko, and today's guest, our friend Dina Marie Hale. Good morning, Dina Marie. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Wow. Good morning, Brenda and Aaron. And I feel so welcomed with your representation of St. Rose in Longview. Yes, it's a little drizzly out here. Beautiful. Also, Immaculate Heart of Mary Church in Kelso. We are strong Mater Dei Radio listeners out here. So I just ran into another listener yesterday at Mass. So exciting.
Well, you know, Dina Marie, you and I had a brief run-in because we were overjoyed last week as we met up at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver for that saint. Did you have a special experience or something that stood out to you that evening?
You know, what was really a blessing, I mean, certainly the Treasures of the Church is an incredible exhibit and people should go and flock and see that. And part of it was just experiencing the people who came, but I also saw people that I haven't seen in quite a while. And some of those encounters were, I think when the saints work with us, we encounter one another in sharing our faith. So I was able to encounter with some folks that night that really impacted me and brought prayer intentions to my heart, reminded me of how important our faith is in times of trial and difficulty. And so there were a couple saints who popped out, Zelly and Louis Martin, mm-hmm. the parents of Therese and St. Therese. She popped out once again and said, "Remember the little things, remember all those little things we do with love." So those were two saints that came both to me and my husband.
Oh, it was such a wonderful day. I believe there is still one last opportunity to see that tour. I think it's today south in Springfield. So definitely check out our community calendar because today is it, and then they will be on tour in other areas of the country. Well, Dina Marie, the sisters are so excited at Our Lady of Peace Retreat to welcome you back. You have been helping them get things lined up for their Catholic Education Retreat coming up in July. Tell us, how happy are the sisters to welcome people back this year in a more normal way.
Yeah, absolutely. The sisters have been working so hard, and it's been an amazing year of growth, I think, for the sisters. And so there, you know, the bookstore is open now. People can come in, and if you want to take a look at things inside the retreat house, they're available to have you kind of pop your head in. And certainly the grounds are always a welcoming place. And so the sisters really want people to come back. Yes, we're going to be offering things virtually, but there is such a unique experience when you come for a retreat like what we're offering in July, or even just to come for a day of prayer, that the sisters really want to have as many folks who can to come and enjoy this institute. Like you mentioned, it's been going on for almost 50 years, and there's really this commitment the sisters have to catechesis, to faith formation, to encountering Christ, and getting to know your faith even deeper. That was really the cornerstone of why this catechesis program really started almost 50 years ago, was really this dedication to our faith formation and to learn more about what we believe and why we believe it, and to apply that to our daily lives. So they're really just passing on the torch of this desire to share our faith, to know our faith. And what does that mean? To encounter Jesus Christ. That's the cornerstone of it all, is to have a personal connection with our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Well, you recognize that voice. It is our good friend Dina Marie Hale. She is joining us today because she is going to be one of the top shelf speakers coming up at this year's Catholic Education Retreat at Our Lady of Peace Retreat. Well, Dina Marie, as I said, the theme of the week is the mysterious wisdom of God. But you specifically, your discussion topic, God is good all the time. Is that true even through a pandemic? Because it's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah, and God is good all the time. When Sister Maria Benedicta asked me to participate in this for the evening sessions, that was the first thing that came to my mind, is that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And that's really what I'm going to bring, is just some of my own personal testimony of those that are close to me. And of course, diving into the scripture and the saints. You know, we always learn, obviously, number one, from the word of God, and then from those men and women who have followed him that we call today saints. So I have probably heard more blessing stories from people than non-blessing stories from people about the last year, in terms of things that have happened in their life, in their faith, in enrichment in their faith and relationships. I've heard so many good stories from people about this last year. Let's not look to the news or the media to what's really happening in the world. Let's look to Jesus and his promises. And so I'm excited about this week. I really encourage people to participate. This is a unique opportunity to come on a retreat, and there's still room available for the in-person. I set up kind of what's happening with registrations along with the sisters, and we've still got room available for in-person, for day students. Those could be commuters who come in, or for those virtually, certainly we can open the doors to as many people as possible. So Brenda, it's going to be really an important week for people to come and renew their faith.
Oh, Dina Marie, I think after the year and a half now that we have experienced, boy, it will be a wonderful week to just feel a little normal again, to retreat, to be with our Lord, and to be with the sisters at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton. I know that, you, as you said a moment ago, there are limited spaces available. Also going to have the ability to live stream this, even commuter rates, maybe people heading out for the day. Tell our listeners where they can sign up and how all of those different things work.
Okay, the easiest thing to do is to go online, olpretreat.org. When you go to that homepage, there's a button that says Summer Event. Click there. You can get the information. If you want to give the sisters a call, you certainly can at 503-649-7127. Website has all the information, and then we'll welcome you however you want to participate. And of course, the barbecue's coming up the first Sunday of August. So put that on your calendar, and we'll have more information about that as well, because the sisters want to see you and your smiley faces at that retreat house very soon.
Oh, we want to be there so much too and see our sisters, because it is a little piece of heaven right there in Beaverton. And we look forward to your discussion also, Dina Marie. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Brenda. God bless you. God bless all of your listeners.
And God bless you too. Again, that is Dina Marie Hale, the 48th Annual Catholic Education Retreat coming up July 12th to the 16th. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to that registration page. And you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.
It is 8:23 here at Mater Dei Radio. I got to make one correction. The Relic Tour is at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church in Veneta, Oregon tonight.
Tonight.
6:30 p.m. So get on down there and see that if you can. It's
you will not be sorry.
Every mile.
Nope.
Absolutely. But if your old clunker can't make it, come to Mater Dei Radio and give us that car. Go to our website at materdeiradio.com. Under the Get Involved tab, you can scroll down and see all the details on our vehicle donation program, whether it's a car, van, truck, RV, boat, even a motorcycle that you're trying to get rid of. Donate it to us. It'll be a likely tax deduction for you, and the whole time you're supporting great Catholic radio. That's our vehicle donation program on our website at materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, Family Dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
This is Dale Alquist with a Chesterton Minute. Have you ever heard someone say that the church needs to keep up with the times? G.K. Chesterton says that all this talk about keeping up with the times has been uttered hundreds of times before. To be up to date, he says, is a paltry ambition, except in an almanac. The church certainly does not need to imitate the secular world. In fact, what does the word secular mean? It does not mean worldly. It does not even mean irreligious. To be secular simply means to be of the age, that is, of the age which is passing. And in the case of anyone trying to keep up with the times, the age that is already past. So what the word secular really means is dated. The church's truth is never out of date because it is eternal. Want more than a minute? Chesterton.org.
We all know children have a natural innocence and a sense of wonder. Yet our world is full of distractions that can pull families in the wrong direction. But with the help of God and a church family, your children can grow in the security of faith, hope, and love. Weekly Mass provides that critical faith foundation needed in life. So if your family hasn't been to Mass in a while, we'd like to invite you home. Discover more at CatholicsComeHome.org.
A great way to support Mater Dei Radio is through our Leadership Circle. These are businesses and organizations whose names you hear on the air every day. They believe in our mission of providing the region with positive Catholic radio programs of faith and hope. Simply put, our Leadership Circle members keep our broadcast strong through their financial generosity. If you run a business or organization, please join us. We need you. Information on our Leadership Circle at materdeiradio.com.
Morning may have broken, but don't fret, David and Brenda can fix it. The Morning Blend, on the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
It is 8:26 here at Mater Dei Radio. While we are getting some well-needed water in the Northwest, a drought-stricken West, bracing for a hot summer and a strain on the power grid, we are facing a shortfall, but probably not the same blackouts others might be getting. Mm.
The country of Poland was consecrated Friday to the Sacred Heart of Jesus on the 100th anniversary of a previous national consecration at the same location in the same cathedral. We'll get into that coming up in news right after this. It's I Am They and Your Love Is Mine, and you're listening to Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Far from grace, I've given up. and suffered in my place. You rescued me. I belong to you.
And that is I Am They and Your Love Is Mine. It's 8:30 right here at Mater Dei Radio.
In your news, Catholics in the English seaside town of St. Ives, Cornwall, were surprised Sunday to find the President of the United States at Mass in their parish church. Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attend the 9 a.m. Mass at Sacred Heart Church in southwest England on the final day of the G7 summit at Carbis Bay. President Biden and his wife spent around 30 minutes at the church amid tight security. The celebrant was Canon Philip Dyson, and he said that he had a short conversation with President Biden at the end of Mass, saying, "I welcomed him to Cornwall, and he said that he was enjoying his time here and that there were many serious matters that they were discussing, and let's just hope that it's going to come to fruition," the president said. A parishioner told the Associated Press that she was gobsmacked to see the Bidens at Mass in a town with a population of about 12,000 people. Another parishioner told the AP that Biden appeared to make a very generous donation to the church just before he left, saying the church was beautiful. The reports did not touch on whether Biden received Holy Communion, a topic of considerable controversy given his public stance on abortion.
And President Joe Biden made his entrance at the NATO summit, aiming to consult European allies on efforts to counter actions by China and Russia, while highlighting the U.S. commitment to the 30-country alliance. Biden, shortly after arriving at the alliance headquarters, sat down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and underscored the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the alliance charter, which spells out that an attack on one member is an attack on all and is to be met with a collective response. You know, I know that President Biden has been making his rounds in Europe while he has been there. What we have not heard yet and has not been confirmed is to whether or not President Biden will have that audience with Pope Francis. They said they were going to try to arrange that as a stopover just before he had the summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Yeah. But no confirmation yet, so we don't know yet whether or not that visit will take place.
You know, that's going to make the news if it happens, for sure. Well, Pope Francis said Sunday following the Angelus that God asks us to trust that his love is always at work through our good deeds, even if we do not see the results we had hoped for. From a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis commented on the two parables in Sunday's gospel reading from St. Mark. In the first parable, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a man who scatters seeds on the land, and as time passes, the seeds sprout and grow, and the man knows not how. In the second parable, Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds of the earth, which once being sown springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. Pope Francis continued by saying, "The good often grows in small, hidden ways, but with this parable, Jesus wants to instill trust in us." The Pope cautioned, however, that the weeds of mistrust can also take root in the church, especially when we witness the crisis of faith and the failure of various projects and initiatives. But let us never forget that the results of sowing do not always depend on our abilities. They depend on the action of God, he emphasized. It's up to us to sow with love, commitment, and patience, but the strength of the seed is divine. And Holy Family School in Southeast Portland is celebrating 17 graduates at a Mass Tuesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. at Holy Family Church in Southeast Portland. Family is at the core of Holy Family School, named in honor of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Students at Holy Family participate in groups which consist of one student from each grade. These groups are called family groups and meet several times during the school year, and students remain in their family groups throughout their years at Holy Family School. Our media partners at CatholicSentinel.org have a very nice article, including a photo of the graduates. That article was written by Grant Lord, an 8th grade graduate at Holy Family School. Congratulations to you, Grant, and to all the Holy Family School graduates.
Oh, so, good job on that article. Yeah. Well done. A drought-stricken West is bracing for what is expected to be a hot, dry summer and its strain on a regional power grid that some believe is certain to fall short of demand and leave many in the dark. The Western Electricity Coordinating Council, which oversees electricity grids throughout the western U.S. and Canada, estimates Nevada, Utah, and Colorado could have a power shortfall equivalent to 34 days this year without power imports from other states. Arizona and New Mexico could be short enough hours, totaling 17 days. Now, here in Washington and Oregon, we could face a shortfall of hours totaling about 9 days, not quite as many, but thanks to the region's surplus of hydroelectric power, we aren't facing the blackout risk this summer, but demand is anticipated to increase how much utility companies could pay for their electricity. And Portland State University said Friday its police officers will start patrolling campus unarmed by September 1st. The initial announcement of disarming officers on PSU's campus came about 2 years after university police fatally shot Jason Washington, a black man who was reportedly attempting to break up a fight. Portland State University President Stephen Percy wrote in a message to campus community Friday that campus public safety officer chief Willie Halliburton has committed to beginning unarmed campus patrols before the start of the fall term.
Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, Supreme Chaplain of the Knights of Columbus, called on the Knights not only to support but also to be in the forefront of a national Eucharistic revival project to be presented to the U.S. bishops next week. At his address Friday during the Knights of Columbus State Deputies meeting in New Haven, Connecticut, Archbishop Laurie previewed a proposed 3-year Eucharistic revival project of the U.S. bishops, which would launch in 2022. Archbishop Laurie said the project would take place at the parish, diocesan, and national level to help all whom we serve to recover, reclaim, and recoup their faith in the Eucharistic Lord and their resolve to participate in Holy Mass without fail every Sunday. The bishop's proposal also includes a National Eucharistic Congress to happen in 2024 to be attended by 100,000 Catholics who would then act as Eucharistic missionaries. He called on the Knights present to lead the effort in their communities by saying, "It is incumbent upon us as Knights of Columbus, upon you as lay leaders in the Church, not only to support this effort but also to be in the forefront of advancing it, especially by bearing witness to the centrality of the Eucharist in your own life, the life of your family, and in the life of the Church." The Knights of Columbus is the world's largest fraternal organization, and leaders from every U.S. state and around the world attended Friday's meeting in New Haven, the site of the organization's founding. It was the Knights' first national in-person meeting since the start of the coronavirus crisis in 2020.
And in sports, Novak Djokovic defeated Stefanos Tsitsipas in an epic 5-set match to win the men's single title at the 2021 French Open and his 19th Grand Slam title. In a battle between the new and older generations in men's tennis, the 34-year-old Djokovic and member of the sport's Big Three pushed off a real threat from 22-year-old Tsitsipas and one of the widely touted next-gen players. Djokovic continues to cement his case as one of the greatest tennis players of all times, and with this title, he is now only the third men's tennis player to win each of the 4 major tournaments at least twice. So, heading around for seconds.
That's right. The country of Poland was consecrated Friday to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The act of consecration took place at the Basilica of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Krakow, southern Poland, on June 11th, the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the 100th anniversary of a previous national consecration at the same location. Archbishop Stanislaus Gadecki, the president of the Polish Catholic Bishops' Conference, renewed the consecration as he celebrated Mass at the Basilica of the on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. The Mass was attended by Poland's bishops gathering in the Archdiocese of Krakow for the 389th plenary session of the Bishops' Conference. Poland's Catholic bishops first consecrated the country to the Sacred Heart in July of 1920 at the monastery housing an icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa. With the Bolsheviks bearing down on the Polish capital, Warsaw, then Cardinal Edmund Dalbor, the president, the primate of Poland, led the act of consecration. In the summer of 1920, Soviet forces attempted to cross Poland in order to carry out Vladimir Lenin's plan to provoke communist revolution in Western Europe. Lenin believed that if the Red Army seized Poland, then the Soviets could offer direct support to revolutionaries in Germany. The consecration was followed 3 weeks later by a resounding Polish victory over the invading Soviet army, known as the Miracle on the Vistula. The act of consecration was repeated a year later in 1921 in the Basilica of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Krakow, the year that the basilica was completed. The act was renewed by the Polish bishops in 1951, 1976, and in 2011. Archbishop Gadecki entrusted Poland to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary in March of 2020 as the coronavirus crisis engulfed the country. And speaking at a press conference ahead of the consecration, Gadecki explained that the act of consecration had three parts: thanking Jesus for his protection and the gift of freedom, asking forgiveness for sins, and a request for strengthening of faith and love amidst today's challenges.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
Those suffering from addictions or unhealthy attachments are invited to the Catholic and Recovery meetings Wednesday evenings at St. Wenceslaus Parish in Scappoose. What is said in meetings is kept confidential and there is no fee. COVID-19 safety protocols, however, are followed and all participants are required to wear a mask. And going on now through the end of the month is the 10th annual Squeaky Clean Hygiene Drive put on by Catholic Community Services of Lane County. This is a month-long opportunity to help homeless and low-income families and individuals by donating items that will be given to Community Service Center clients. For links to see a full list of items needed and a map of participating collection locations, visit our community calendar under the Get Involved menu at materdayradio.com.
All right, wives and children, you are officially on the clock. Father's Day coming up on Sunday. And in our second cup today, we'll give you ideas for the hard-to-shop-for Catholic dad. It's coming up in our second cup.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
The CYO and Camp Howard staff hope that you and your family are doing well and finding ways to stay healthy and physically active during the pandemic. CYO is excited to announce that Camp Howard registration is now open. And mark this on your calendar. You are invited to Camp Howard's open houses on May 22nd and June 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the camp. Camp Howard is also hiring staff. More information is available at cyocamphoward.org. And many of your favorite activities are returning to Camp Howard, including archery, laser tag, arts and crafts, fishing, swimming, slip and slide, and sports and games. Enjoy the friendship, camaraderie, natural beauty, and freedom that a week at Camp Howard offers. All experienced safely in accordance with local health guidelines. Again, camp registration information is available at cyocamphoward.org.
Hello, Bill Lemire here from the Laboure Society. Did you know that Laboure has now rescued close to 400 Catholic vocations from the barrier of student loan debt? Laboure envisions a culture where vocations to priesthood and religious life will never be lost to student loan debt. Our vision, of course, depends on the generosity of devoted Catholics like you. Please visit rescuevocations.org to learn how you can help us strengthen the future of the Catholic Church.
A great way to support Mater Dei Radio is through our Leadership Circle.
These are businesses and organizations whose names you hear on the air every day. They believe in our mission of providing the region with positive Catholic radio programs of faith and hope. Simply put, our Leadership Circle members keep our broadcast strong through their financial generosity. If you run a business or organization, please join us. We need you. Information on our Leadership Circle at materdeiradio.com.
Get dialed into your Catholic community by visiting materdeiradio.com. Check out our community calendar of events, locally produced shows, prayer hotline, and so much more. For a current program schedule and to learn more about this listener-supported Catholic ministry, visit materdeiradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. The bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It is 8:44 here at Monterey Radio. Well, it's a patchy fog and scattered showers kind of morning, but then drying this afternoon. However, it will stay mostly cloudy and warm up to about 71 degrees. A 20% chance of showers overnight, and then more rain ahead for your Tuesday. But looking ahead, it's sunny skies and warmer temperatures starting Wednesday and heading into your weekend. Currently, it is 62 degrees at St. Stephen Catholic Church in Portland.
Out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
All right, as I said a moment ago, children, daughters, sons, and wives, if you've got young children, you got to help them out. We are all on the clock because Father's Day is just 6 days away. Aaron, did you make the connection yet? Because David and I talked about this. Father's Day on Sunday is also the first full day of summer. They fall on the same day this year. The solstice is sometime on Saturday.
Okay.
So we're counting the Sunday as the first full day. Looks to be like a very glorious day to celebrate dads. Mid to upper 80s, I think, by next weekend.
Nice.
So
I like that.
Should definitely be a nice day to get out. So your father-in-law, that's who you're going to be shopping for, and your dad?
My dad,
So are they easy or hard to shop for?
My dad is pretty easy. My father-in-law is a tougher one to shop for.
Okay.
Because he's kind of a pack rat. Love him to death. He's a great, hyper-generous man, but he's got a lot of stuff, so we try not to get him more stuff.
That's just what a father with a lot of stuff does not need more stuff.
Yeah.
I get that.
Things get a little bit difficult there, but we usually team up with my brother-in-law, and we figure out a gift that we all give him, whether it's, food or, in other times we take him someplace or, something like that, but... quite honestly, we haven't got that settled yet. We're working on that this weekend.
Well, there you go. See, you're on the clock. This is why you love the morning blend, is because we are on top of
friendly
these
reminders.
Things
That's right.
To give you those friendly reminders. Of course, for Mother's Day, I start all the way back in February, reminding everybody that Mother's Day will be coming around soon enough. So in this case, you got about 6 days. So now would be a good time to order something if you were going to purchase online. Yeah. You maybe Amazon, get that quick shopping in. Maybe go to our webpage and get your Amazon or Fred Meyer card signed up with the ways to give and support Mater Dei Radio while making those purchases. So always top of the list across the board, what fathers want most is time.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily want things, which is very interesting. And actually for Father's Day, a lot of them don't even want like time with the family. They just want time for a nap. And maybe a couple of hours with the remote control to watch whatever they want. So maybe throughout your day, you might want to work into some quiet time for dear old dad. So that way
you
can take in a nice little nap. The second thing they do want to do is spend time with the family. They even want to be the ones to cook. So with the nice weather coming up.
Fire up that grill.
Maybe that could be at the top of the list.
A new grill.
I don't know. And then make sure it's put together. Because there's nothing like getting dad a grill.
That he has to put together.
Spend the afternoon trying to get it together. So those are some great ideas. I know dad at our house.
Or grill implements, things to use on the grill. Or,
some
show
nice
up
new
with
apron.
all of the food you're going to cook on that grill and not,
I'm already trying to think ahead as to what we're going to put on. The kids, we made a brisket just not too long ago. Mm-hmm. It was a big hit. But for your Catholic dad, there are some great things that you can actually get your Catholic dad too in mind. And Alitea.org has a great list. Okay. I'm going to talk about some of those things. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat, they said, pray for your dad. And what is wonderful is this coincides with the Father's Day novena. Now, Archbishop Alexander Sample started it. I think it was following his chapel chat on Friday. Mm-hmm. He started the novena. Now, I know it's Monday. You're a couple of days late. You can catch up. You can jump in right now and start praying that. And it's just going to pray it each night leading up to Father's Day this week.
Right.
That is always a gift that every father can use and definitely need. So for dads, though, they like a lot of different things. And maybe if they are a cook, the good deacon, he likes his hot sauce, right? Sprinkle a little bit on eggs, on whatever. Well, it turns out that you can get a gift box of a monk sauce and support Benedictine Monastery. Mm. So look that up online, monk sauce. It also turns out that there are contemplative nuns. They're making some chocolates and caramels. Excellent choice, too. And you can go to Monastery Candy and check them out. And not only are they making that, I mean, they come in jars. You've got an ice cream loving dad, who doesn't love ice cream? But, you know, get a little caramel and chocolate sauce.
Summer day.
On a hot summer day, keep them holy and then support them. This one's fantastic. Aaron, you wear a beard.
Yes.
Do you have to groom and put a lot of effort and work into keeping that beard nice? And
I don't know if I'd say a lot of effort, but yeah, I mean, if you don't, it looks a little rough, a little scraggly. People start asking, are things okay at home?
Are you feeling okay?
You
know,
like, you all right? You doing okay?
My son-in-law wears a beard, and he likes to, if he knows that he's coming for a visit, I think he specifically stops trimming it just to get it really bushy. Just to bug me. Yeah.
Bug bomb,
Well, it turns out that Catholic Balm Company makes a whole line of different things, beard balms and lip balms and lotions and things. Everything to keep your Catholic dad all calm and tamed and under control.
I think I've seen their stuff on, is this Glory and Shine? I've seen their stuff online.
I think that is it, for sure.
They have a whole line of products for you bearded gentlemen out there.
Yeah, so.
And it's a Catholic family-owned business, so.
A little bit of holiness to get that beard under control. I think Jesus would have appreciated something like that, too. And then lastly, is your dad driving a lot? I mean, things are getting back to normal, maybe hitting a road trip.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I've not seen these particular ones. You've seen rosaries, like that car rosaries that hook on the rearview mirror.
Okay, yeah.
Well, now they make them so they attach on the steering wheel. Steering wheel rosary. And right there where you're driving is your rosary. And let's see here. The name of the company is, I've got it here, morninggloribeads.com. They have a whole variety of them. And they are steering wheel rosaries. And then they hook right on there.
Yeah.
And dad can say his rosary, pray for his children, and get to where he needs to be.
Reminds me of the story of Archbishop Sheen talking about the little knobs on the steering wheel. Back when steering wheels had little knobs on them.
And he would use those to count?
Would use those to count the Hail Marys.
That's brilliant. I think I have just two knobs on my steering wheel where I just have to hold on.
Of course, the good Lord did give us all 10 digits. So if you don't have your rosary on
you can still
keep track.
Or head on over. I'll be sure to add a link to, you can just head on over to Alitea.org and they've got a full list. More things, even some very fancy saint socks for that dad that likes to wear a little
bling. Up your sock game a little bit there.
Step it up. So get online, get to one of our great Catholic bookstores and get something for your dad. That's your second cup.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Please join me, Father Gabriel Mosier, as we pray the divine praises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be His most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Summertime is a great time to drive the open road, unless your old reliable wheels just aren't up to the task anymore. You know who could use that old car? Mater Dei Radio. You can donate most vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, RVs, and boats to Mater Dei Radio's vehicle donation program, with the proceeds supporting a faith-filled Catholic broadcast, and in return, getting yourself a likely tax deduction. More information on our vehicle donation program at materdeiradio.com.
The Morning Blend. Check out our podcast at materdeiradio.com.
It is 8:54 here at Mater Dei Radio. One last quick look at your forecast. More than half an inch of rain for Portland on Sunday. Puts us over an inch for the month of June. More showers falling right now. And highs today getting to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler and a 60% chance of rain. It is 62 degrees right now in the Rose City.
And this is Ike Ndalo with Make It Loud, and you're listening to Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Cities burn, mothers cry, oh my Lord, save my child.
Song of freedom, make it loud.
That's Ike and Dalu and Make It Loud. It's 8:59 here at Mater Dei Radio.
And that is going to wrap it up for us. Aaron, it's raining again out there. And it's this crazy kind of light rain. All of my plants are looking joyful and happy as this rain is falling in.
I did have a thought for Father's Day. Maybe get out and mow the lawn for him so he doesn't have to.
I would never do
this,
that.
This rain is going to... Well,
I'll send...
maybe some of those control freaks don't want... I'm sorry. Particular folks don't want you to mow their lawn.
I know a lot of dads that don't want anybody to touch their lawn, that's for sure.
Touche. All right.
That is going to wrap it up for us. Again, it is a Monday, so Living Stone's coming on at 7:30. They got a great new episode for you. We got great programming till then. Have a very blessed